We've spoken other years about other nekudas of this mishnah. I want to speak about a different nekuda now. The well-known mishnah. The mishnah says, "Kol mi sheyesh biyado shloishet dvarim halalu, umitamido shel Avraham Avinu." If you have these three midas, you're a talmid of Avraham Avinu. Ushloishet dvarim achem, umitamido shel Bilam Rasha. Avraham Avinu is ayin toiv ruach namucha nefesh shapala, umitamido shel Avraham Avinu. Ayin ra, ruach kavoya nefesh rechava, umitamido shel Bilam Rasha. The Rishonim explain that the midas that we're talking about over here are the big three. Kena Taiva covered. He was a Bal Taiva, he was a Bal Gaiva, he had an Ayin Ra, he couldn't see that anybody else had anything. He said, but midas was, he was a Mushkas. Not only was he a Mushkas, but he opened a college for Mushkasas. It says Tamid of Shabilam. It means there are a lot of Mushkasim, but not everyone opened a university, he could teach it. And he held that it was such a Shita. The Maimar Musgar, not connected to what I want to speak about today, I believe fervently that the Emek of the Pshat and Bilam, how he was able to live with both hands. On one hand, he was doch a Gvaldika Adam Godel, as we're going to see soon. On the other hand, he was a Mushkas. The Chazal described what type of private life he had with his Hamor, etc., etc., etc. He was a nobody. We know that when we are Mushkasim, right? Everybody has their own Hashkasa, everyone has their own Midas Rois. When we're in a bad matzah of Midas Rois, we can't be Nevi'im. And he was able to, at the same time, the pshat, as I believe, is because it was a shita. The way you're able to say a lomdash of pshat in the Gemara and go mix swimming, you can't do such a thing. It doesn't go together. But if you make a shita out of it, then there's no problem. The pshat is that if you have a tamid of shabbat, there are a lot of people who are mushchosim, who are bali taiv, bali kin, and bali taiv. There's no shortage of them in history. But nobody opened a college for it. Nobody said tamid, we're going to open a base medrash where we're going to teach kin at taiv, cover the shita. Is the pshat is ideology. When it's ideology, it's not a shita. If it's a yerida, the guy's a shashtaka guy, he has a yerida, he has a taiva, he has a kenny, he saw something he shouldn't see. Like all of us, we're not bali shita, what are we? We're tzaddikim. The word is, you have a nefila. So that's a stira. So that day you can't learn, right? A day where you have a bid, day in midis is a day when you're in trouble. You can't dive and you can't learn because the two things don't stay with each other. That's if you look at it as a yerida. But if you look at it as a way of life, as a lechatchila, mitamid of shebelom, then there's no problem at all. And that's the answer to a lot of questions about what's going on in the world today. But that's not what I wanted to speak about. What I wanted to speak about was, it's a kash which has bothered me for many years. How come when I say Lashon Hara, I can't learn afterwards for an hour? And I see other people doing all types of errors, and they open gemaras afterwards, and they say pshat, and that terrors is because of shita. That's what I'm saying. Anyway, that's not what I want to speak about. We find something interesting over here. It says, Talmid of Shabilam. Kin Taiva Kovet, Ayin Ra, Nefesh, Ruach Gevoya, Bal Gaiva, Nefesh, Rechov, is a Bal Taiva. Why did Chazal pick Dafka Bilam? We don't find necessarily in Chazal that he was the biggest Bal Taiva who ever lived, the biggest Bal Gaiva who ever lived. He's a big Bal Gaiva. There's a lot of Rashi's in the Parsha, how every sentence he was able to, he stuck in something about himself. Me, I, maybe, if it'll be more covered. He's a big bar guy, but there's no shayla about it. And the Torah says he was, so he was even bigger than a regular. And he was a big bar taiva, that's clear. And he was an Ayin Ra, he couldn't stand to see Klal Yisrael doing what they did. But we don't find that he was the biggest. What's the nekuda, the Chazal Chaton, Tamid of Shabilam Dafka? Is the Pshari is Mistama that even if Bilam wasn't the biggest Bal Gaiva, the biggest Bal Taiva, and the biggest Bal Ayin Hara, Ayin Ra, excuse me. But he was probably the person who had the biggest stira between his Darga and his Midas. Haloi Bilam was Lekom, the Yisrael Novi Oit Kamosha, stating Chazal that in Klal Yisrael there wasn't a Zah person, or in the Goyim there was a Zah person. In Yisrael, there wasn't the Zachos Moshe Rabbeinu. Bilam had the etzim kirkas of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Mefarshim explained, by the way, how could it be that he had the dargo of Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu if he was such a mushkas? How could Nevuah be chal on a tumadika person? You say this, so the Mefarshim explained that it was a matana from a Kodesh Baruch Hu in order to offer him the opportunity to have that type of dveikus if he would have wanted it, he would have used it properly, v'chulu. But there's no question about it that the fact that Bilam was the person that was chosen to be given this matana, which is on the dag of Moshe Rabbeinu, meant he was a great man. Intellectually, he was Moshe Rabbeinu. He had the kaychas of Moshe Rabbeinu, he had the kaychas to absorb the dag of Nevu and the dag of Gilui Kodei Zborach, like Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, Yedei Das Elio, he knew, he was Mechavim to the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, Gol Moaz, Oem Kiyamah. There's all types of psukim all through the parasha, where you see that he had a clear Gilui of what was going on, and more than that, he had a clear intellectual emunah that he couldn't go. He says, before the thing, I can't go, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to go. It means the person talked to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no, and he said, I can't go. He lived with a clear recognition. And yet, in the same pasuk where he says, I can't go, he hints to them, but if you give me more cover, maybe I'll go. Because he says to them, I can't go for people like you. He says, Rashi, but if you'll send me more chashim for people. Now, in the same pasuk, he's saying, I can't go because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let me go. But at the same time, he's also hinting, but if you send me more chashim, I think of people I'll go. Is he schizophrenic? Is he meshugana? It doesn't make sense. In the same pasuk, he's saying, I can't go because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let me go. But he says, I can't go with you. Says Rashi, but if you'll send me Ibsen, take a guy tomorrow, maybe I'll go. I'll make up your mind. You're talking out of your mouth and you're saying you can't go because Boker won't let you go. But you're hinting, his attendance is, he's not schizophrenic, and he's not crazy. That's the picture. First of all, it's a picture of us, to a certain extent. That's the picture of a very, very clear, sikhli yazdika, intellectual clarity of what's right and what's wrong. Together with Midas Mishchosas. And when the two things come together, this is how it looks. And Hagam, intellectually, it's a stira. It doesn't make sense. Make up your mind. If you believe and you know and you're clear and you have a Gilu Hashkina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to you and you know exactly what's going on there, Lomot Zalgayim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, when he doesn't get angry, which minute, which not minute, is how could you be a low level, a low life, And for a stick of money, well, for a few dollars, and for a little bit of cover, what that the Sarei Midyan are going to give, who the Sarei Midyan stole so far, who the Sarei Midyan was, Sarei Bolek was, the Chamor was more chasher than them. You understand? And the chat is for that little bit of cover, you're going to go fool yourself. We can design. Is Bilam may have not been the biggest Baal Taiv, he may not have been the biggest Baal guy, he may not be the biggest Baal Ein Roh. But as far as the gap was concerned, of a clarity and seichel of what's right and wrong, and the distance between the Midas Mishchosas, he was the prime example that Chazal found. He was the prime example, and that's the example that brings out the koyach of Midas Mishchosas. Hello, you all know that it says, V'yadata hayoyim, v'ashevoyse elu v'vecha, that all the Bali Musa said, there's two things, there's V'yadata hayoyim, there's knowing something, and then there's v'ashevoyse elu v'vecha. The head of Esav was in Moros HaMachpelah. Why was the head of Esav in Moros HaMachpelah? Because he had a Viyadata. Esav's Viyadata was Gevaldik. But his heart didn't make it into Moros HaMachpelah. Because in his heart he was Girarai Shlichas Domen Avodah Zarah. And the gap, a person's head could be in Moros HaMachpelah with Adam Chav and the Omos HaKadoshim, and his heart could be in Times Square. In the same body. You could be a Bilam who's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the level of Gilui Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chazal say in the end of Zayis HaBracha, they go into protim in the differences between the Nevuah of Moshe and the Nevuah of Bilam. There was a comparison in Dakus, Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't come without a notice, and Bilam HaKadosh Baruch Hu came with those. You could talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Gilui of Moshe Rabbeinu, and you could live like a Chamor, Kipshuter, and with a Chamor, like Rashi says. Is the Pshat is, when Chazal, obvious is Midas. When Chazal wanted to bring out, what is Midas? They took the example, not the biggest Balgaiva, they took an example, they wanted to show, a person's, we're Mizalzel without Midas, by the way. Especially when a person's in yeshiva, you learn a whole day, and you daven a whole day, and you're actively involved in what's called Ruchnius. And a person can think to himself, no, I'm Beseder, I'm an Erech Yid. That's Bilam. Bilam was on a higher level than us. He said that upshot in the Gemara, by the way. He spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a Gilui on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he was a Chamor. He was a nobody. He was a piece of garbage. He rolled in the gutters. He was a lowlife. And that dugma, when Chazal wanted to bring a dugma of what it means to fix up Midas Roach, they picked Bilam. Because Bilam is an example of maintenance. Don't think that because in Seichel you know what's right. The knowing in Seichel what's right has no meaning b'chal. If a person doesn't work to break his midas, he doesn't work to fix up his midas, then his sichli is dikka hakari, his sichli is dikka recognition, there's no value. You can talk like a rule. You can say the best pshat in the Gemara. You can say the best drosha. You can say gevaldik gevert. You can be witty and sharp. And you can be, say gevaldik gevert lachem musar. But you're nobody. You're tamid of shabalom. And the nafkamina is, what's a nafkamina? So Chazal didn't leave it to our imagination. Ma bein tamid of shabalom, ma bein tamid of shabalom, ma bein tamid of shabalom, you don't know what the chilik is? Ma bein tamid of shabalom. Chazal was coming to him that people don't know. People think that they're both the same thing. אבל תמידו שבילום ירשם גהנם יורדים לברשחה שנאמר ואת אלוקים תרידים לברשחה אנשי דום אמירו דרכת בהם יחת לבוך
חזר זה make no mistake.
Don't think we're talking about a zaitig and a kud over here. We're talking about a zaitig which is different between Olam Haba, Gehenim, and Olam Haba. And it's a very scary Mishnah. That a person's intellectual clarity could be on the level of Bilam, and if he doesn't fix his meters, it's valueless, there's no meaning with all. And he goes straight to Gehenim. Go straight to Anji, don't remember the after they're involved, they're shakas, and the story's over. Bilom, Emma, Chelek, Bilom, Habashtet. What was the Pshatafku Bilom? A lot of people did there's a list of Averis in Sanhedrin. The Emma, Chelek, Bilom, Habashtet is as great as he was, that's how low he was. And Dafko, because he had the Kirchhoff Sanefesh, and because he had the Hakorah, and the Hakorah made no effect on him, accuser. And that's the equilibrium we have to take out of it. A person should know that when he has a hakara and he knows that he doesn't bring it into him, and he doesn't bring it into his heart, and he doesn't work on it to break the midas, it has no value before. You're the mitamid of shabilah. So that means that in every degree that a person has a gevissa hakara and he doesn't work on it, and he doesn't make it part of his life, and he doesn't feel it, we're tamid of shabilah. We feel, I saw him at school, Levinstein, he says somewhere, people feel that tamid of shabilah avinu. Well, if you would ask us, who are we? Tamid Shalom Avinu, Tamid Shalom Avinu. I'll say something. We're Bona Shalom Avinu, Tamid and Veshachash. Bona Shalom Avinu we are, right? Aber Tamidov, Midas is something you have to learn. It's something you have to work on. Who learned some Midas today? It's out of style, it's out of fashion, it's Harry-ish. It's almost as bad as top button clothes. I'm not sure which is worse.
Richter Yavin Shalom? You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? You don't know. You know what you're talking about, Gosh. Right? It's almost as big. Who works on Midas Bechal? Right? Yisrael Sashom says at the beginning of the Hagdama that anybody who works on Midas Bechal, people think he's an idiot. The riot that Yisrael Sashom is the MS Sefer is that nothing's changed since he wrote the Hagdama 800 years ago. Right? You want to people say that Yisrael Sashom was written with Ruach HaKadosh. I always say, I'm not the Goyin. The Goyin read the whole Yisrael Sashom 100 times, said there wasn't an extra word. I know that Ruach Kedish because he writes in Hagdama something which is true out of Yom. Anybody who learns Musar, everybody thinks he's an idiot. So vice versa, so Shalom knew what's going on. Everyone thinks a guy who learns Musar, says some Musar, or he says good morning nicely, he works on himself. The first thing he says he's a dope. Because he doesn't understand anything. Anyways, he works on his meters. That's the Maisa. You can deny it. We're all looking like that. All of us in ballpark at least. I don't know about the out of towners. But those of us who come from where we come from, Musar is not in style. Yeah. Shayna Zach, a guy says that it's a Shayna Sharp of Horror. That's not Musar, Bukhal. That's not Musar. Musar is being nice to people. Musar is being happy when somebody else has something. Ayin Ra. Are you happy when you see that somebody else has something? Are you happy when you see somebody else is steiging? Are you happy? Of course not. We're not. Do we work on Taiva? Do we work on Kina? We don't work on these things. So we're not for the Midah of Shalom Avinu. We know what's right and what's wrong. We know we can tell you 1,000 shotim you heard in chapter 7, we say, oh, shotim. We know. Do we feel it? Do we work on it? Is it a project? No. That's the Midah of Shalom. And Chazal aren't telling us, don't be. The message of Chazal is not, don't be a Balgaiva, be a Baltaiva, be a Balgaiva. It's not the message of Chazal. The message of Chazal is, work on getting your intellectual understandings that they should meet your hargoshes. That's what Chazal is telling us. Chazal is telling us don't be kind of hargoshes. For that, they don't need to say a whole long mission over here
That's the Mishnah, the whole long Mishnah.
Say that the whole cookie oven is full of kinetayv and kovet. Shekoyach. I don't think Bilam's not the Mishnah. Bilam's not, doesn't have a monopoly on kinetayv and kovet.
He's not the Baal Basar. He didn't originate it. He didn't get a Nobel Prize for finding it in some lab.
Now the pshat is, that's what Chazal is telling us. Chazal is telling us, that's not the avoida. The avoida is that you're sitting in a Beis Medrash your whole life. You're sitting your whole life and you're hearing it. And have you taken a step yet? Do you have a little notebook that you made a Kabbalah and you said, for the next year I'm going to work on Kass? What did you do about it? Did you work on Kass? Do you have a little notebook that you worked on Taiva? Twice a day you're going to be Kodesh with Taiva. Do you have a little notebook that you're working on Kina, that twice a day you're going to see somebody else say something, you're going to go over and say, oh, this is Hashem Nezach. Not only when he has a nice tie, and you don't really mean to say that you're happy for him to have it, you just want to show that you know what type of tie he has, and you're a mumpo. So I'm not talking about that. You say that? Kredin is them, like we all do. Yeah? And you really mean to say that you knew this whole benefit was on sale. Oh, then, and you know where he got it from, and you know that he got it cheap, and he didn't pay the full price for it. I'm not talking about, an emes of simcha, to stop and think for a second. I'm not talking to you, Amir. You're pissed already. Yeah? You're pissed. You're in your mind already. Yeah? Come with the buffer. What did I say? Yeah, well, in your mind already. You don't have to sacrifice these things anymore. Yeah? What? Pillow was a buffer. Yeah? What did I say? You can't afford new cars. It's all counterfeit anyway. It's all fake, all these high things.
Yeah?
The Chazal told about that Nakuda. And if a person doesn't work on his midas, you should know the midas stay there. They don't go anywhere. And they act up in the time of need.
The Goyin said that a person came into this world only to break one midah.
That's what we came into the world for. And a person has to know that knowing that something's wrong has no meaning at all. It has no meaning.
I want to hear another Nakuda, which I spoke on a different occasion in a different framework.
It's very funny, I always find it interesting that we find that Avraham Avinu is brought as the example of Midas Tovus. Rabbeinu Yoina, by the way, on the mission over here in Perakei, Mishnah Yotes, brings down by Arichus all the Mekoiris that we find that Avraham Avinu had good Midas. Where do we find that he wasn't the Baal Taiva? Where do we find that he wasn't a Baal Gaiva? Baal Taiva, he says he never looked at Tzara, but Afra Ve'ifu is Gaiva. Ayin Tovus, a big Arichus, very interesting Rabbeinu Yoina. He speaks about Arichus, where we see that Avraham Avinu had good Midas. But there's another Nakuda which I think is shaykhis to what I just said. Avraham Avinu was like a gvaldige midas. Chesed le'Avram. But l'chayra, Avraham Avinu's ikur uftu was emunah. Right? That's what he brought into the world. That there's a baal beer, there's a kodesh baruch hu. And yet we find constantly that when we talk about Avraham Avinu, we talk about his midas tevis. Ayin tevis, chesed. Where did the two things come together? We spoke in the past about it. The Nakuda of Avraham is haynu hach. A person, Bilam also had emunah. The parasha is mamash a hilarious parasha, right? It's a hilarious parasha. One pasuk back to the other. It looks like a psychiatric clinic. One pasuk he says, like what he said, that's why he says, give me more money. And one pasuk he says, what do you call it? He had emunah. Back and forth, the whole thing. He had emunah. But his emunah didn't accomplish anything to him. You know why? He was wrapped up in himself. Avraham Avinu had emunah. The reason why he was emunah was able to bring him to where he was because he was chesed l'Avram, because he had the midas tevis, he wasn't wrapped up in himself. So avada Avram Avinu was the one who was megalith as the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. But in order for a person to be able to look in the window and be able to see a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the window has to be a window, not a mirror. See, if all you see is yourself, you can't see a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because you have ayin ra, you have taiva, you have kina blocking it. A person can't see a Kodesh Baruch Hu when he's wrapped up in himself. He doesn't want to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First of all, HaKadosh is getting in the way. Second of all, you can't even see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you anything, because nobody gives you anything. You're only taking. The ability b'chlal to see that there's a moon in the world, to see that there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first of all, has to step out of himself. Is the zel umazeh is taka Avraham Avinu who brought a moon into the world. Avraham Avinu was megala that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But his ability to be megala that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his life, in the Bria, was because he wasn't wrapped up in zich. Kina taiva kovet means me. That's what it means. And the ability of Avraham Avinu to be able to see what's going on in the world was because he wasn't wrapped up in himself. And Bilam is the other extreme. Bilam is the one who had the biggest gilui. If my Chazal was looking for zel umazeh of somebody who had the biggest gilui that could be a kutch of Rihu. And it meant nothing to him. It was because the midas. It was because he didn't have what Avraham Avinu had. And that's something avada for us to take for us, each one on our level. We're not Bilam.
we have Avraham Avinu, we have in our genes the ability to be nefesh shvola, ayin toiva, ruach nemucha, rachmonim, baishonim, v'goyim v'chasodim, that's what we have. And if we're not like that, it's because the goal has ruined us, and years of being ground away of tsaris, thousands of years have ground away of that, but in the natural sense it's there. And we need to work on it. It's something that's working on the way. That's what we came into the world for. To be Tamidim Shel Avraham Avinu.